Its current state here on WKAR, I'm Mark Bayshore. Officials are meeting with difficulty as they try to improve security and conditions at a federally subsidized housing complex in Lansing. South Washington Park Apartments is a multi-story HUD-funded apartment building for low-income people at 3200 South Washington. Problems there appear to have grown in recent months. They include unsanitary conditions, bed bugs, and a shooting death. Last Tuesday, some stakeholders organized a meeting to discuss South Washington's problems. It turned chaotic. Various officials, including our first two guests, attended that meeting. Both have key roles with federal low-income housing around Lansing. Patricia Baines Lake is the executive director of the Lansing Housing Commission, which oversees South Washington Park. Ms. Baines Lake, nice to see you.
Good morning. Nice to see you as
thank
well.
Thank you for being here. And Tony Baltimore is president of the Housing Commission's board. Tony, good to see you.
Good morning.
Let's clear up what happened last Tuesday. Residents, I take it, organized a meeting, and some members of the public were asked to leave. Tony, you went so far as to offer an apology here for what happened on Tuesday night. What went wrong?
Well, I don't think anything really necessarily went wrong. It's just a matter of communication. There's also, you know, there's parties that are interested from the city council and the mayor's office and HUD officials to address the concerns at South Washington Park. Our executive director, Patricia Baines Lake, organized really the meeting with residents to hear their concerns first and foremost. That is our top priority, is to hear their concerns and address those concerns appropriately. There was just some miscommunication as to what this meeting was going to be. Was it a board meeting of the board of the Lansing Housing Commission? Was it a city council public safety meeting? That information just did not get out correctly and accurately. This was a resident meeting for residents, but we did invite the city council to attend that meeting along with the mayor's office and two HUD officials were there.
One of the people who was asked to leave, Kathy Miles of the organization Rejuvenating South Lansing, commented to the Lansing State Journal that she believes your organization, the Greater Lansing Housing Commission, along with Mayor Bernero, and I'll quote here, conspired to make non-residents feel intimidated, unquote. Any truth to that?
Absolutely not. There was no conspiracy. In fact, when the meeting was originally planned, it was at a meeting in the mayor's office. And during that meeting, one of the last things that the HUD official said that he was interested in saying was the opportunity to move forward and that we would have a meeting with residents. So in addition to that, I also communicated to City Council that the meeting last Tuesday was specifically for residents and not for the public. It wasn't to discuss just safety and security. We're looking at transforming the building, and part of that transformation requires a number of communications with residents. And this was just one in a series of communications with residents that was going to occur and did occur that evening with the HUD officials present.
The City Council, in particular, the City Council's Public Safety Committee, chaired by Carol Wood, has been involved in this. How do you feel, Tony, about the City Council's efforts and involvement in this so far?
Well, I think it takes a partnership, and I really applaud the City Council and being concerned with it, because as a whole, they have constituencies that live obviously in our facility, and so I think it's important for the City Council to look at that. We definitely don't want to have the separation here of not talking to one another and trying to make our city and our neighborhood safer. And I think we have to realize that this is a 45-year-old complex with 188 units. This is a neighborhood. It happens to be a high-rise neighborhood, but it is indeed a neighborhood. And so, you know, we've had some bad apples come out of there or happen there. And so we're addressing those issues. I mean, this is an ongoing effort.
But there is tension with the council, though, correct?
I mean, I'd like to think not.
No? Patricia Baines,
I mean, there's some
think?
Disagreements, I think, on how we get there. But
Is the city council... Have their efforts been constructive, or are they hampering progress?
I don't think that their efforts thus far have been directed at anything other than gaining information. So in terms of gaining information, I think that they've been open to hearing from residents in terms of moving forward and addressing the issues that exist at South Washington. The Lansing Housing Commission has been more than active in addressing those issues. And we address issues that are brought up by residents, whether it's one resident or 10, whether it's South Washington or one of our other properties. We're not any different than any other landlord when it comes to serving our customers, because they are customers.
Patricia Baines-Lake is the executive director of the Lansing Housing Commission. Tony Baltimore is our other guest here on Current State. Tony's president of the Housing Commission's board. We're talking about the challenges at South Washington Park Apartments, 3200 South Washington in Lansing, which is a HUD property. Tony, you've told me that if you could change one thing involving South Washington Park, it would be the tone used by community leaders. How does the tone among community leaders need to change?
Well, I just think we just need to be on the same page. You know, I think last Tuesday's meeting was a classic example of information. You know, I mean, we've had some people, you know, we had Councilmember Wood to leave. You know, that's unfortunate that she was not able to stay, even though those guests were asked to leave.
And again, why were they asked to leave?
Well, because there were some...
Ultimately, the residents organized the meeting, and they wanted it to be a residents-only meeting?
Yes, the residents wanted to address their concerns to those... At the executive director, and of course the mayor, and then the city council members who were there, and the two HUD officials. They have some real concerns as to where we're going forward with the housing commission. You know, we talked about the RAD deal. We talked about the Fatherhood Initiative.
What is that? What is RAD?
It's the Rental Assistance Demonstration Program, which we're going to try. We're looking at how to redevelop that site. Either that site or find another site. And so we're doing that in conjunction with HUD. It's just another program that we're going to apply for those funds to redevelop South Washington.
Patricia Baines-Lake, how do you feel about the mayor's role here? Is he playing as big a role as the city council or what?
Well, let me just describe what the Housing Commission is. We already know that it's HUD funded. So the way it operates is it has a board of directors that is appointed by the mayor. The mayor does not have hands-on operation of the Lansing Housing Commission. The employees of the Lansing Housing Commission are not city employees. They are employees of the Lansing Housing Commission. So the reality is both the mayor and the council, we would look to support the efforts to redevelop the property. Redeveloping the property includes looking at a continuing pilot. It involves other property in the city payment in lieu of taxes is the pilot. That is correct. So what we need most of all from our elected officials is support in the effort to redevelop the property, minimizing the cost for reconstruction, because the reality is there are 188 units that go vertical right now. Most of the people who live there have expressed a desire for housing development that is more like Oliver Gardens, which sits right behind South Washington. Those are individual townhouse units. We can't put 188 townhouse units on that location. Mm. So it's clear as we look to redevelop, we will need additional property in order to redevelop. It is also clear that the dollars and cents don't work without an ongoing payment in lieu of taxes structure. So those are the kinds of support that we need right now from our elected officials. We get great support from the police department. So as far as any issues that have to do with criminal activity, like every other landlord, we get great support. And by the way, this is not the only multifamily development that has experienced a shooting in the last year. It is unfortunate. It is an issue that happens in other neighborhoods in the city of Lansing. It's not anything we'd like to see happen again in our building. And we are concerned about making sure that the building is as safe as humanly possible.
Reading the minutes of some city council meetings, I'm getting the impression that clearly some residents there don't feel safe. Other residents, though, appear to be resisting. I looked at minutes last night that said that Councilman Adam Hussein walked through the building a few months back to find out for himself, to see what the conditions there were like, and he was threatened by someone in the building. So here's a guy trying to help who ends up being threatened when he visits the building. My question is this. Are the residents of South Washington Park of one mind here in terms of moving forward? I mean, some people apparently don't feel they're being heard. Others appear that they may be resisting help. Can you help us understand how the residents of South Washington Park feel?
I think that the majority of the residents do feel like they're being helped. And Pat and her team are there daily. So they really talk to the folks who live there. I think just like any neighborhood or any complex, you're going to get some resistance. I can't speak to the threats to Mr. Hussein, but what I do know is that you know, you have some people who don't live there, and I think there's a lot of, you know, you get some visitors in the building who are part of this problem.
Non-resident.
Yeah. Excuse me. So I think that's really a part of the issue. But I think that people sometimes just don't know how to ask for help. I mean, we have monthly board meetings, monthly public board meetings that are posted for our residents that they can come and they can talk about anything. And I wish and I hope that those residents will feel comfortable and not intimidated or not feel like they're being threatened. That they can come and express those concerns, and we will address them.
Are there some number of residents at South Washington Park that just need to be evicted? I know you evict people. I mean, that happens.
Absolutely. 95%, approximately 95% of our residents are lease compliant, wonderful residents. And then you have that 5, 10, 15%, whatever the number is, that are not interested in complying with the lease. So on a routine basis, we do evict residents that are not lease compliant. New residents move in. This is a building that is comprised primarily of one-bedroom units. So what you see are a lot of households who are moving away from their parents' home or some other arrangement for the first time living independently. And they don't necessarily come with all the skills that are necessary to be your best neighbor. Mm. Now, we work with them to improve those skills, but there's some that don't intend to improve those skills. And on a regular basis, yes, we do evict residents that are non-lease compliant.
You mentioned, Tony, non-residents and, you know, visitors to the building and in and out, and security, access to the building is an ongoing issue, as I understand it. Is the security at South Washington Park getting tighter, or is it about to get tighter, or what?
Well, our security is it's ongoing. I mean, again, this is a 45-year-old structure that did not have the 21st century security technology that we have today. So, you know, we've got to catch up. And so we've put some security measures in place. We've worked with the Lansing Police Department and the State Police to come up with ways for a better security system. We tried hands-on security with security personnel, and of course we're limited by funds and what we can spend and what we can do. So we as a board, and really Patricia Baines Lake as an executive director, we have to find money to support the programs that we have to do in terms of upgrades and security upgrades, facility upgrades, if you will. And so that's really the ongoing challenge.
Are 9 entrances and exits, mm-hmm, that anyone can come into if that entrance is left ajar or if someone's going out and someone else slips in behind it. If you are building a structure today, you would never have 9 entrances and exits. And once you enter the hallway, you've actually entered individuals' front door, much different than in your own front door on your home or your townhouse. You may have people coming inside of your front door that you would never let in if it was your own home, mm-hmm, or if it was your own single front door versus 9 entrances.
Right. Tony, the State Journal wrote that on Wednesday, you apologized for the confusion, and you said that you intend to create an open forum for everyone, residents and non-residents, to air their thoughts and ask questions. Have you made any progress on that? What do you have in mind?
Well, the executive director and I, we've talked about it, and we're going to talk about it as a board in our next board meeting. But again, these conversations are ongoing. We want to provide as much information as we can not only to the public, but really to our residents. So we're going to continue to work with those who are interested, with neighborhood groups, city council, the mayor's office, and again HUD, to develop ways and to put together really communications that lets people understand and know that, you know, we're going to take this serious. And I think that those meetings are going to happen in the over the next 6 months.
Tony Baltimore is president of the Lansing Housing Commission Board. We also want to thank Patricia Baines-Lake, executive director of the Lansing Housing Commission. We've been discussing the challenges facing South Washington Park apartments in Lansing. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.